everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. Simple fucking humans. Look at us. We murder the beautiful geniuses amongst us, and we exalt the psychopaths. Everything is contorted and backwards. We worship ugliness and spit upon beauty. We encourage stupidity and shun intelligence. We embrace evil and we kiss the devil on the tongue as we desecrate the creation. We are a lost, fallen, completely demoralized race of slaves. We are beings with so much potential that have allowed ourselves to be shackled by the chains of ignorance and indifference. We face our very extinction, and so very few seem to even remotely give a shit. Perhaps we deserve to fall. I think we do. And so be it. You know why? Because we have spat upon the gift that has so graciously been given to us. Humanity is out of balance. Lost, divided, mesmerized, and blinded by the lie that ensnares their consciousness, their very essence. They embrace it willingly if it makes them feel comfortable. Fuck comfort. Freedom is more important, and if you are on the fence about being a comfortable slave or a sovereign, free, and self-actualized human being, then you are a lost soul. It's time to stand up, that is, if you have the courage. Human consciousness has been under lock and key for millennia. We have been under the oppressive thumb of tyranny for a long time, and even just a cursory examination of history will spell that out all too clearly. Maybe it's about time that we put an end to this, eh? No, as long as I'm comfortable, what do I care? Well, you know, pacified slaves are always the easiest to control. Look at the blinded little sheeple bicker over which one of the lunatics offered up by the system would better lead them over the cliff. Watch them vilify one another for simply disagreeing with each other's pre-scripted and manufactured worldviews. The toxicity is rising to the surface as we watch a society on the precipice of collapse go completely insane right before our eyes. Some sort of collective psychosis seems to have gripped the mass consciousness, and I think we are on the brink of witnessing massive and widespread psychological breakdown as the perceptual reality that so many have bought into comes crashing down all around us. We have rapidly become a culture that despises truth, that will not tolerate freedom of speech and expression, but seems to have no problem with 3-year-old children receiving sex change operations. We cheer for the oppressors and murder the truth tellers. We have become a society of degenerate, amoral, docile, and intellectually lazy narcissists that couldn't give a good goddamn about the erosion of freedom. We let the demons run wild and even celebrate war and murder if some criminal in an expensive business suit says it must be done. People have given away their right to think for themselves so comprehensively that it defies belief, and humanity is about to be blindsided in ways that cannot be imagined. For those few with open eyes, prepare yourself accordingly as this entire perceptual paradigm implodes on itself. Externalization of the self, projected onto some outside authority, be it a god, a political figurehead, a champion of the people, a belief system, an ideology, or anything that creates an inner divide and keeps you estranged from your own sovereignty, will always be that which stifles your divinity and magnificence. That which crushes your very essence, that which ensnares your heart and your consciousness, that which will mercilessly stifle and diminish your very being. The truly amazing thing is that we seem to give it all away willingly, completely unaware and oblivious of our own potential, like frightened little sheep imprisoned within our own cognitive fortresses, bleeding and babbling as we willingly surrender on our way to the slaughterhouse. If you identify with any sort of authority that is external to you, then you are already lost. If you haven't realized or achieved the desire to be your own authority, sentient and sovereign, a consciously aware and cognizant self-governing entity, then perhaps you deserve to be a slave. I can assure you that if you haven't realized your own worth and potential and refrained from giving all of your power away, then you will never be anything but a slave. It seems as though that the entire paradigm that we are currently immersed within is designed to keep us from internalizing and instead to constantly externalize, to find the answers of our existence, to point fingers, to cast blame, or to define us. If instead all of that energy were focused within, might that facilitate a shift from an experience of existing within a paradigm of utter control to one of freedom and self-determination? In my estimation, it is the only thing that can. We become absolutely enthralled and mesmerized by the illusion. We remain enamored with the surreality, like an addict strung out on that which indulges the senses yet kills him slowly. What is readily observable in this macabre jamboree of deception is a relentless pressure to conform to the abject madness that is being presented as normal. Thinking for oneself will not be tolerated, nor will uniqueness, as the collective builds its empire upon the ashes of freedom, selfhood, and individual thought and expression. Mass genocide occurs in Palestine, South Africa, and elsewhere as the divided herd rips each other to pieces, always failing to see the power behind the throne, the man behind the curtain that manipulates their perceptions, keeping them divided and conquered, forever dancing to the tune of the criminally insane. Trillions upon trillions are spent on destruction and murder, while a quarter of the population starves to death and the infrastructure at home falls into ruin. So few show even a semblance of care or concern, that is, until it hits home, but by then, it will be too late. I think it's already too late. The time has arrived where the masses of comatose sleepers will be forced to face how deeply they have been lied to, how comprehensively mind-programmed they have been, and the cognitive dissonance and shock may well cause complete and utter psychological breakdown. In fact, if you are observant, you can already see it occurring. Yes, a collective psychosis grips the mass consciousness, and it's probably a good idea to wake up to it. Perhaps it's time to align our perceptions with the universal laws of nature and creation. Nah, let's watch it all go up in smoke. If only we could unite in the spirit of community, respecting each individual's human rights and stand together despite our differences, then perhaps we may know what true freedom is. Until such a time when humanity willingly shakes their cognitive chains to the ground, they will forever remain as chattel under the oppressive thumb of malevolent forces that seem to hold a great deal of contempt for humanity and life itself.